Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Benningham, and today we are being joined by the Perry Des Moines Area Community College Director, Eddie Diaz. And Eddie, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you for having me.
You're absolutely welcome. And I know, you know, DMAC now has a resource center open to help the employees of the Tyson Foods pork plant here in Perry. And so can you kind of just describe what you guys are offering with that?
Absolutely. So in collaboration with the Perry Next group, we have opened up a resource center for workforce needs. Essentially, what we're trying to do is we're trying to match up affected Tyson employees with funding for training, information on possible trainings here at the center and at other DMAC locations, and then other types of resources that they might need once they are no longer working.
Okay, and so how did you guys kind of come up with the idea to do this? And was this kind of, you know, not long after the immediate announcement that the pork plant would be shutting down?
Right. It's been about a six-week process to get this going. It really came about from meetings. There's weekly meetings of the group called Perry Next, and it's identified that this would be a need that employees would have. So the group collaborated and brought in a bunch of different resources to try and get some information to the people.
Yeah, and so obviously, you know, mentioning Perry Next, obviously, you know, the city of Perry has kind of, you know, formed that group. So how close have you been working with them? Have you also been doing some things with the chamber as well?
Yep. So Perry Next is comprised of the city, being led by the city. At the local level, the Chamber of Commerce has a big role, Perry Economic Development and the DMAC Center. But there's also stakeholders from Iowa Workforce Development and other state entities that meet regularly to try and come up with next steps on what we can do to address the situation.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of the Perry Chamber, of course, you know, the job fair is happening Thursday at the Iowa National Guard. And so I know that's supposed to be a bigger job fair and that. So will DMAC, will you guys be making an appearance there and kind of be explaining more about the Resource Center perhaps there? Or?
Absolutely. We have worked with Iowa Workforce Development and the Chamber, and we're happy that we're going to be there. We're going to be providing information on several trainings, including welding, CDL, health occupations, and a variety of other options. So hopefully people can stop by and find out more about those.
So in the short term, we're part of the local action team that's coordinating the job fairs. So we want to help provide the employees connections to potential employers. We're also going to help them with some prep work so they can be better prepared for interviews and those type of things. But then in the medium term, we're going to start offering more courses for upskilling. So anything from welding to CNA to really it's to be determined what all we're going to offer. But it's going to be based on the information we get from these job fairs. What do employers need? What do employees want? It could be CDL. It could be phlebotomy. There's going to be offerings. The scope of those is still not to be determined, but I can tell you that there's going to be more resources pointed this way.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Again, we are speaking here with the Perry DMAC director, Eddie Diaz. And so, yeah, Eddie, this sounds like a great program. Now, when is this a resource center available for people to come and check out?
Yes, it will be open Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays from 1 to 7 p.m. Walk-ins are welcomed, but we will also be updating our DMAC Perry website to let folks know what resources will be there at various times. So there will be information sessions, but of course, walk-ins will be welcomed as well.
Okay, awesome. And, you know, can you just speak about, you know, how, you know, what the DMAC, you know, students, how they have kind of helped in the community this year, especially with everything that has been going on in Perry.
Well, really, what we've been trying to get the DMAC students to have is a sense of normalcy. So WIBE has been pushing and supporting them to focus on their academics. The community support we've left up to some of the organizations that we work with.
Awesome. All right. And again, speaking here with the Perry DMAC director, Eddie Diaz. And Eddie, is there anything else that you would like to add today?
No, I just want to thank the different partners from Iowa Workforce Development to the City of Perry and the Chamber on taking these steps to try and support the community. Happy to be part of the team.
Awesome. Hey, well, we're happy to have you, and thanks so much for providing everything that you do. And again, actually, where can more people go to get more information about the Resource Center or anything happening with DMAC?
Well, they can certainly stop by our center at 1011 2nd Street in Perry, or they can call 515-428-8100, or they can also go to dmac.edu/Perry.
Awesome. Okay, again, that is our Let's Talk Dallas County program. And again, we've been speaking here with the Perry DMAC director, Eddie Diaz. Eddie, thanks so much again for your time.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you. You as well. Our Let's Talk Dallas County program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.